What chance of a fair trial is there for the five Guantanamo Bay prisoners accused of plotting the September the 11th attacks? Defense lawyers working for them say the U.S. military court process is stopping them asking their clients questions and denying them justice. At the center of the prosecution is the self-proclaimed mastermind of the 9/11 attacks, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. He and his four co-accused have been charged with nearly 3,000 counts of murder for the 2001 terror attacks. Alison Caldwell reports.
The self-proclaimed mastermind of the September 11 attacks, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and his four co-accused refused to enter pleas and demanded a full reading of the charges against them during their 13-hour arraignment in the U.S. military tribunal at Guantanamo Bay. Throughout the hearing, the men removed their earphones that provided Arabic translations and refused to answer questions from the judge, with two of them interrupting the proceedings to stand up and pray. Their defense attorneys described the behavior as peaceful resistance to protest years of torture and inhumane treatment. James Connell is the defense lawyer for Ali Abd al-Aziz Ali, a Pakistani national and nephew of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. He allegedly provided money to the hijackers.
These men have endured years of inhumane treatment and torture. This treatment has had serious long-term effects and will ultimately infect every aspect of this military commission tribunal.
James Harrington is the defense attorney for Ramzi bin al-Shib. It's alleged he was chosen to be a hijacker, but because he couldn't get a U.S. visa, it's alleged he assisted by finding flight schools for the hijackers. James Harrington says under the rules set down by the military tribunal, he's prohibited from asking certain questions of his client,
including questions about their confinement and questions about things that have happened to them in the past. And until there's some change in the rules that we operate under, we have severe constraints in exploring those issues, and they bear significantly on this case and the issues that ultimately will be litigated.
Kuwaiti-born Pakistani 47-year-old Khalid Sheikh Mohammed has admitted he was responsible for the September 11 attacks, along with 30 other plots, and the murder of Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl. His defense lawyer is David Nevin. He says the system is rigged for convictions.
I can't tell you what my client has said to me. I can't tell you what his thinking is because I'm forbidden from doing that. Everything that he says is presumptively classified at the top secret level.
Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was waterboarded 183 times during the 3 years he was held in secret CIA prisons after he was captured in Pakistan in 2003. He was eventually transferred to Guantanamo Bay, where he was deprived of sleep for 7 days straight. Speaking to Al Jazeera, David Nevin said his immediate priority is to improve communications with his client.
The thought police are out everywhere here. What I want to do right now is be able to have a conversation with my client about what happened to him while he was held incommunicado and tortured by my government for 3 years. I want to be able to talk to him about that. And the rules that are in place now don't even allow me to talk to him about that.
U.S. Army Brigadier General Mark Martins is the lead prosecutor in the case. He disputes the claim that defense attorneys are restricted in what they can discuss with their clients.
They can talk to their client about anything. That when they use information and spread it around, disclose it, we're going to protect it. If it has sources and methods, we're not going to protect things just because they're embarrassing or they are showing something illegal.
The five defendants were originally charged in the Guantanamo tribunals in 2008. The Obama administration halted proceedings and tried to move the case to a federal court in New York, but failed after coming under intense political pressure. A tentative trial date has been set down for May next year, though both prosecutors and defense attorneys said the case could go on for years.
Alison Caldwell.